Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Mediac Podcast. Sorry, Skylar. Today we are going over TMNT, and we are recording it on the exact same day that we recorded the Kung Fu Panda 3-1 with Corey. That is why I am wearing the same clothes, not because I am gross. Skylar decided to change because he wanted to be fun.
Scooby-Doo, by the way.
Scooby-Doo. We and my homies love Scooby-Doo. All right.
Which, be on the watch out for Scooby-Doo and Zombie Island, which will become the new gold standard for the Mediac pass or fail.
Yeah. Along with and that movie review will come sometime in the next 3 years. All right, so TMNT, Skylar, what? What?
You shouldn't be that far
away. I know, I was He's just like, making a joke. I'm sorry. I know, I had a feeling it was going to make you sad, so I had to say
My bad. Scooby-Doo's my boy.
I know, that was so mean. That was mean of me. Really rude, actually. So you didn't want to see the TMNT movie. I forced you to go see that with me.
I don't know if it's more I didn't want to see it, or I didn't feel like the urge to see it as much as like Barbie and Oppenheimer.
Okay, I understand
but I am glad I did in the end.
That's very okay. I'll take that. I do agree that there wasn't like a push, there wasn't like a the drive to go see this movie really depended on the vibe that you got from the trailer. If you dug the vibe and that made you want to go see it.
I think it's also if you had somebody else to go with. This isn't a movie I'd want to see by myself.
That's fair. I probably will. I buy it and watch it by myself because I love the TMNT.
Yes, but like I'm not big. Okay, I'm not big into their verse.
No, you don't have to say it. If you're not a big fan, that's how it is.
No, it's not that I'm not a big fan. I just haven't had a lot of exposure. Like I have genuinely neutral. Like I don't know one. I don't know the other.
Really?
I know like the memes, but that's about it. Like the Shredder one I kept making to you in the theater. Like. I just brought back some takeout, so let's get down and pig out.
Shredder, where?
Where? Yeah, I love that one.
Like, that is so good. Dude, that I haven't actually ever watched that one, like that show, fully through the one that meme comes from. But I've watched I'd say most of the TMNT content, and I really love it because it was really fun as a kid watching them because I always thought they were hilarious and all of them were quirky in their own little ways. I feel like this is the definitive gold standard of TMNT.
I don't really know much. I thought this movie was fantastic. As somebody who's not really into it, I knew what was going on the entire time. I was not confused at all. I don't know if it was supposed to be like that. I don't know if it was supposed to be like, oh, you're already in the verse.
No, this was like an introduction into what the TMNT... This was supposed to be like the official reboot of the TMNT, at least in Seth Rogen's eyes.
Well, I thought it was fantastic.
I thought it was fantastic, too. I love the animation. The animation was so freaking beautiful. And all of like the long takes with the fights and that really... The one where it like spun around them where they were like back-to-back. God, that looked crazy.
I didn't like how the people looked at first.
Yeah, it's jarring.
I slowly got more into it because it was like, oh, they're the weird ones in this thing.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. I really enjoyed that. I thought that was cool.
I did too. It was a nice twist.
Mm-hmm. I had something. Okay, so I started to watch a version of the TMNT that I had never seen before, which was the most recent one, which was the anime kind of inspired one, Rise of the TMNT, which came out in 2018. And it had two seasons and a movie. And I heard that the movie was just mental. And I've seen the Shredder fight from the end of one of the two seasons. So I was expecting, I had high expectations for it. And I started watching it and I thought it was really good. And I loved the animation for it. But I felt like a lot of the jokes were pretty kiddie. And yeah, they're teenagers. So that's what I like justified it in my head. So whenever I was watching it, I was like, oh, it feels kiddie. But I didn't really feel that way with this one because I kind of got a lot of the jokes and all of it kind of hit with me. There were some stuff that I was like, oh, that's a little kiddie. But like it was in a charming way. Like that moment where they were making fun of being gangster and they're like, bacon nigga cheese.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's kiddie. But it was so good. It was so like charming because all of them were just being kids. It wasn't like a cringe kid thing, you know. It was something really good. I found myself like just smiling during that moment.
I agree. I thought a lot of the jokes were really funny. Yeah, there was like a heavy anime into it. It felt like they were teenagers from the like this modern
yeah. I saw a review that was very negative about that. They were like, we gotta keep it 90s because that's how it started, And I'm like, it just wasn't made for you, man. Well,
did you say the review was like they didn't like act like they were teenagers from the 90s?
Yeah.
Wasn't yeah. that it?
Was that like was exactly what movie. It was. But like, you can't, it's literally been over 30 years from then. You can't expect teenagers to be exactly the same then as they are now.
Yeah. Like, there were just like a ton of really good, like modern references. Like they were constantly like up late at night, like on their phone playing games.
Yeah.
Like texting or things like that on like, I think just like recording each other doing stuff. Like it was modern. It's like stuff that like we went through.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, it felt like
it was for us.
Exactly. I was thinking about that because I don't know. I feel like it's for everyone. I feel like if you had a childhood at all and you watched this small group of kids just like goof around with each other and you ever had a group of friends, like you feel that and you're like, this feels real. And whatever the writing of the movie was, it wasn't like a forced bit. Everything just felt like it could have happened and they were real brothers. And I really enjoyed that.
I also enjoyed the fact that like, even if you're like a parent and you went through it, like if you had like a kid, which again would have fit the time thing of 90s yeah. to now, they probably have a kid that yeah. would have been the kid going through it. That's what they would have seen.
True. And also so. As that parent, you get that perspective of Splinter and being able to like not have control over your kids. Remember he had his entire plot line of where he was yeah. trying to control them and keep them in the sewer and stuff like that. And yeah, that's
Splinter.
I said Splinter, didn't I? Or did I say Shredder? I don't know.
I don't know. I think you said Splinter and I heard Shredder. You definitely said Splinter and I heard Shredder. Okay. I was like, "Wait, why are you talking about it? Do you get it mixed up because we made the meme?"
No. But maybe I don't know. So whoever, me listening back on the TikTok edit, I can decide who is right.
Yeah, you're definitely right. I definitely did.
Yeah. And that storyline with Splinter is it's been told before, but it still was handled very well in this movie. Oh my god, the milking machine. That was so funny to me.
That was.
The fact that it was like Mega Milker 2000.
Oh, yes. Oh no, they're getting milked.
They're gonna milk us. Like, I the first time I heard it and they were like, they're gonna milk you, I was like, oh, that's a little. I thought that was a kiddie joke, but the fact that he just kept coming back was just really funny to me.
They refused to let that joke die.
Yeah. I loved the car chase scene. I thought it was so incredible. When I looked in the sky, whenever the song was playing, as Superfly was like attacking their van.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So great! That entire moment was so fantastic.
I wonder if you're talking about that one or the one where they're at the end. Like,
yeah. I get what you mean. Yeah, that was also really good. Before that scene, because it kind of builds up to it, I really liked Leo's leader scene at the end, where he like hyped everyone up to do their thing, and then he was like, "Donnie, you come on, you know everything," and he was like, "Attack on Titan."
Yeah, he's like,
it's great.
He man referenced Attack on Titan I think like 8 times.
Yeah, I know.
And then he
wore
JoJo's hoodie at the end with
on his staff. It was so cool, man. It's so awesome.
Yeah, I didn't even notice the JoJo's hoodie at the end.
Bro, he's literally me.
Yeah, it's literally Zach. Yeah.
Yeah.
What was it? I also thought whenever they split up their names, it was really funny.
Yeah.
And he was like, I'm Michael gonna be he's Angela. Like, what's your last name? And he's like, I just split up Michael Angelo. And then it's like, yo, you're Leonardo.
Leonardo. No, guys, Leonardo.
Leonardo.
I really like this movie. I'm going to say something, okay?
I think I know what you're
going
to say.
I'm going to say something, and it's going to be very controversial, and it's only because of how much nostalgia I have for the TMNT. But I think that TMNT is better than Barbie. Sorry.
I knew it! I thought leaving the theater, I was like, damn, did I like this more than I like Barbie?
I think this is better than Barbie. It was a great movie. What number did we give Barbie? Did we give it a 9?
8.5?
Did we give it an 8.5? I don't know, man. I really like this movie because I thought that it having like two climaxes like felt right, where like pushing Superfly into the water and then also fighting the Super Dupa Fly, like both of that was great. What?
Super Dupa Fly.
I forgot
that was his name.
Yeah. You know what I saw recently? I watched a trailer for TMNT on TV recently, and they showed Super Dupa Fly in the trailer, and I feel like if I saw that, it would have ruined it, you know?
Yeah, because you would have known it's a thing.
Exactly, because, like, the movie didn't build up so that whenever Superfly's machine was destroyed, that was the end of the movie. You never felt like it was the end. But, like, I didn't know where it was going. I didn't know what the fuck was going on. I was like, I'm really curious to see what they do here. And then they just made a kaiju, and I'm like, that's fucking sick.
Yeah, he's like, rah, I'm like, yeah. Godzilla.
Yeah, no, I really liked that. That was so great. That wasn't what I was expecting. I guess I should have, because it's mutant mayhem, so it should have been something crazy like that. But I don't know. I loved every bit of it. It was so goofy. I guess charming is the way that I can do it. I'd say it. I laughed. I never was upset. I never was... Okay, I'll put this in terms that I guess people of our generation will understand. So you know how whenever you show someone a funny video, you're always like...
waiting to see their reaction.
Yeah, and you're like kind of cringing yourself because you're like, oh, was that actually not as funny as I thought it was? Like, oh, no, this is weird. Like, this is gross, you know? So I made Skylar go to this movie. So I was kind of going to have those feelings if it was bad. I didn't feel like that at all during the movie. So I feel like that's kind of like an impressive testament, you know?
Yeah, it was very good.
I liked it. I thought it was fantastic. The animation was so good, and I really hope...
It was very fluid.
I know,
which was a lot better than I thought it was going to be. I also liked all the other mutants, too.
All the what?
They all were, like, fleshed out enough to where they each had all their own personalities.
Oh, the little mutants?
Yeah.
I like Paul Rudd.
Which one was he? Yeah. Him and what?
Michael.
Yeah, they were like, you're broski, bro-sif.
Oh, it's my like, God.
Broloni and cheese.
Like, I don't think my mom, I don't think G's parents would like this movie. But I like this movie. I think it's fantastic.
They're wrong.
It's just not made for them, you know? It's made for a different generation.
It's made for a different type of people.
Yeah, build different kind of people. Muscle.
Yeah, people who understand the references. Yeah. Like, I also like how they're like, oh, man, I can't wait to go to high school and everything like that. And everybody's like,
They open the door and they're like, is it as much as you expected? Girl. It's better!
Yeah, there's just a leaky faucet, stuff running everywhere. Half the signs are broken down. There's writing all over the things, and I also like puke girl. I thought that was funny. But I also didn't like the puke.
Dude, I know. I didn't want them to show it. Like I was like,
eh. Yeah, I was like, mm.
I get it.
But it was like really goofy. It was like really goofy puke. So it wasn't as bad.
Don't even bring it up, man.
But yeah, I hate it. I hate when it's in movies. It's so gross to me.
Yeah, I don't like it.
But again, I'm not built that different. But and then I kind of liked her like red quote unquote redemption at the end.
Yeah.
But
I agree.
She still did it anyway.
Yeah, but it was just for a little bit. It was okay. We made up for it. I'm excited to see where it goes. I heard some things that it might be a TV show, but I kind of want to see it with the movie budget again because I really like the animation of the quality that it was, and I don't want it to drop down at all. Not that it would, because I have faith that if Seth Rogen is making it again, he's going to make sure it's like the boys invincible level, like he did with
if
this.
If they dump some dollars into it, it'll be good regardless.
Hopefully. I don't know.
I mean, if it's like anime like budgets, it'd be awesome, but I doubt it will.
Nah. They should have the One Piece budget.
Did you like where they all ended up in high school at the end? Where it was like Leonardo with gosh, I'm forgetting your name. April?
Yeah.
Them at the end, and then like Michelangelo off with his other guys.
No, he was with he was with the improv group.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, yeah. Yes, that's where he was.
Yeah.
And then Donnie was at the top. He's like, "Yo, I finally found some people like me." And they're all just behind a computer too.
Yeah. Oh my God. No, I loved it. That post-credit scene was incredible and one of my favorite parts about the movie because like, I don't know. I like that slice of life stuff because it's the stuff that you don't usually like see in the action stuff.
I also liked whenever they were going off and you just saw like their giant household and how it's like now that they've taken in all the other mutants.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I really like that. This is going to be like Kung Fu Panda.
Genuinely, I think it's better than third.
Yes, easily. easily better than the third. It's not even a competition. Come on, man.
It is. I think it might be on par with the first.
Okay. Yes. If you're gonna say something
it's not the second. But
we also got to see how this ages, because if like the next stuff is bad, I feel like it might look down a little bit upon this. If that makes sense.
Well, this one doesn't lead up to anything.
Yeah, it does. Shredder.
Well, there's like, I know it has it at the very end.
Yeah, I mean, okay, you're right. So like, if you think about it in a void, if you're like, okay, the second one never came out, if it's bad, you're right. No, this is fantastic. Never mind. This is as good as the first.
It's more like Kung Fu Panda was a good, like, if you split Kung Fu Pandas up, they're still really good movies.
Yes, you're right. My bad. I apologize.
It's not like Across the Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
Which, exactly. Ironically, I think my pre-order comes out tomorrow, the 8th.
Let's go. Let's go, man.
We're going to see. I'll update you, and then we can talk the next one.
I got to pre-order this because I want to get it, and because I really enjoyed it. I thought it was...
Buy it on Anytime Movies.
Huh?
Buy it on Anytime Movies.
Okay, I'll consider it. I like having it digital.
Anywhere.
Having it handheld. Fucking handheld. Oh my god. I want to put it over there.
I see. But I like having them as like digital.
I like having both.
Because I like being able to show my collection if it comes up.
Yeah, you're like, hey, look at this.
Which
Madagascar got to... memory. Right here.
Please, hold on. Let me just scroll through my countless apps.
Your hundreds of apps.
My collection at the moment. Super Mario, Scooby-Doo Zombie Island, Into the Spider-Verse, Penguins of Madagascar, Puss in Boots, Big Hero 6, and that top one is Madagascar 3. I bought some of these whenever I was a child, and some of these aren't. If you're watching this, guess which ones are recent buys and guess which ones aren't.
Madagascar 3 was bought today.
I'll give you one hint. Puss in Boots was bought by Zach for me, and Into the Spider-Verse was a recent buy. And clearly this one's a recent buy. But one of these other ones may or may not be a recent buy. And let me know.
Puss in Boots is so freaking good, man.
But back to TMNT.
I'm trying to think of like a.
I like this. I like their sneaking out scene, and whenever I like how they call Leonardo like the lame one. He's like, "Bro, you're so lame."
Bro, all the time. Riz. And then he was like, "It's a date," and then everyone cringed. And he was like, "Who has Riz now?"
Yeah.
or dude, I giggled so much because the voice acting was so good by all of the kids. They did such a great job of just, I guess it's really hard to do bad when you're just kind of being yourself, because they're just being good kids. Like, they're just being themselves. But it was really so great. Funny whenever
Mikey starts twerking.
You're making nigga cheese. Hey, you're.
And then Mikey starts twerking. Yeah. Like,
They're like, you guys are losers. And he goes, hey.
What would you have done if they hit the gritty?
Okay, I don't.
I would have laughed so insanely. No, man. Hard.
That's one. Okay, that would have been too far. I don't think TikTok dance. I think TikTok dances are cringy.
It's not a TikTok dance, but it's technically Justin Jefferson's touch.
No, it's a TikTok dance now.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
It was brought on the TikTok and got super popular through TikTok, so it's now a TikTok dance.
I dare say Justin Jefferson, but is there a certain scene that stuck out in your mind? Because there was one particular one that stuck out with me.
I know it. So the scene that Skyler is talking about is it comes and it goes in like a second, and he started cackling, and the second it happened, it was at the end of the movie. I sat to myself and I thought, I know that's his favorite scene in the movie. It should.
Well, you had
be.
A couple.
No,
a couple
no, I know that's true. But like the second you told me it reminded me of the moment whenever the second that happened, I thought to myself, this is his favorite scene in the movie. It shouldn't be. It shouldn't be. But this is very scene in the movie.
It's so funny for no reason.
It's such a Skyler moment.
The scene I'm referring to is the funniest scene in the movie is so whenever obviously he gets like demutinized through the stuff, he has animals on his legs and the animals start falling off. And there's like horses and stuff and they run through and they're running away. And then there is an ostrich. Who runs through, stops, looks down at a hot dog, fucking cocks his neck back, demolishes the glizzy, and then runs away.
Skyler thought this was the funniest shit ever.
Bro, he stopped.
That I know, the man. He had his priorities.
Like, bro, what if? Like, there was somebody who was animating that going, yo, he's about to fucking demolish this shit.
I bet Seth Rogen asked for that personally.
He definitely
did. This guy got a goblet. Yes,
they had a hot like the fact that they chose to leave a hot dog sitting out and then have an ostrich run by it, stop, eat it, and then run back.
Make him gobble it.
It's so funny, but like it wasn't even like the normal one. It was like all the way.
Yeah, dude,
back
he tried like, for that friend. Man. Yeah, he dipped it. He dipped it.
Yeah, he was dying for that glizzy.
Yeah, man, he dipped it. That was crazy.
By far the best scene, but funniest scene in the movie by far. By far.
I don't know. I don't know, man.
Nothing
I gotta watch
me
it
laugh
again.
That hard.
That's
it
fair.
Was so unexpected.
I'll give you that. It was unexpected. I wasn't
like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles from the beginning. I knew they were gonna be like a little bit goofy. So I like whenever they made jokes, they were funny. But like I was also like I knew they were gonna make some jokes. That ostrich was out of nowhere. He had no business demolishing that. He downed it. Dare I say he's the glizzy gobbler.
He is absolutely the glizzy gobbler.
It's so funny. By far my favorite scene in the movie.
I've never met people as mad as me. My favorite scene in the movie was definitely the long fight scene that they had of all of them like realizing that they're dope. And they were like back to back and he spun his staff around and it hit the chips.
In the beginning of the movie?
No, middle of it.
Okay, when they're fighting off the other mutants?
When they're going and, like, attacking all of the different warehouses. And it's, like, having a bounce between the different warehouses as they're fighting together. I think that looks magnificent. I think it looks incredible. It's, like, one of my favorite scenes in an animated movie.
You could also say, like, the ones at the beginning whenever April's bike gets stolen and they're in the warehouse
doing
that.
I really like that one, too.
Yeah, I thought that's the one you were going to refer to.
That one's really good, and I think... Because I really like how they accident their way into that fight, and then they accident their way through the fight. It's really good. Yeah. I think it's really funny.
And then they're hiding, and they're like, I can see you. And it's like, bro, I think she can see us.
She can see us.
Bro, no, she can't.
Yeah, that shit is funny.
And then even at the... And then I thought you were talking about whenever it's Superfly, and it's like all of them, all of the mutants.
Oh, yeah,
and the turtles,
I did like that. Big combo attacks. That was fun.
Yeah.
And then it ended up
and Superfly still was kind of winning.
Yeah. It was cool. Ice Cube. Superfly.
Thanks. Yeah. I did know that was Ice Cube, actually.
Hype. John Cena is Rocksteady. And then Seth Rogen is Bebop, I think. I think I'm right with that. I don't remember.
You probably are. And if not, it's the other one.
Yeah, it's the flip-flop, whatever the names. One of them was the pig. One of them was the rhino.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to hear your number.
9.
I think I'm also going with 9.
I think it was one of the best movies of the year so far.
I do too, actually. I still think Oppenheimer's one.
Obviously, yeah.
Or Puss in Boots. If Puss in Boots is
no,
here.
Puss in Boots came out technically in 2022. It came out just late December.
Oh, okay.
So that was the best movie of last year.
Facts.
I can't get my hair to stay fixed. Yeah, but yeah. I thought it's going to be hard to get a movie that's going to be better than this or Oppenheimer. I think these are the two that are going to be...
Even Barbie is going to be hard. I thought Barbie was...
I agree.
Really
I think that's a... It's crazy.
A strong, like, month and
you
a half
You know what?
For
I'm going to be honest. So, I'm going to cheat a little bit because I'm going to spoil something for later on in the podcast. I watched the new Mission Impossible movie, and I think that's 3. I think right now it's Oppenheimer and then TMNT and then the new Mission Impossible movie. The new Mission Impossible
then
movie.
Barbie.
Yeah, then Barbie. Mission Impossible was probably the best spy movie, a espionage movie I've ever seen. And I've seen all the James Bond movies and all the Mission Impossible.
I was going to ask if you were comparing it to the new James Bond.
Yes, I was comparing it specifically to that one, but I don't like that one as much as the other James. But that's a lie. I don't think that's the best James Bond is the better way to say that. Because I do think it's good, but I like Skyfall better, and one of the other ones, I don't remember the
name. 3.
What?
Is it the third one?
I think that's Skyfall.
Skyfall, the third one? I don't know. I watched them all in such a short time period.
I get what you mean. I don't know. There's another one that's good. Mission Impossible is incredible. Ghost Protocol and Fallout are really, 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 really good. And up there with the best espionage movies until Dead Reckoning came out. And, okay, I'll talk about that more. But I was just saying that for the context of, I think that's my top three right now. I don't.
Would you like me to go through them? I see Quantum of Solace, Skyfall, Casino Royale, Spectre, No Time to Die.
Is Casino Royale the good one, or is that the bad one?
Casino Royale is the one that, like, they're... I think that's, like, one.
That's the good one?
I think that's, like, the first one. Maybe that's Quantum of Solace.
Quantum of Solace is the second one, and that one's bad.
Quantum of Solace was bad.
Yeah. I guess we're going to get into what we're watching right now instead of the news. I'm okay with that, actually.
Yeah.
While Skylar's looking that up, so Dead Reckoning... What? You give up?
I give up.
Dead Reckoning was a part one of a two-part movie, but it still had a satisfying conclusion. I need to rewatch Spider-Verse again just so I can stop shit talking it, because I need to look at it as if it has its different conclusion. Because whenever I finished Dead Reckoning, the only thing I thought was, wow, this made me like Across the Spider-Verse way less. Because it was such a good part one. It had a full story all in its whole thing, but it, like, the story's clearly not done. But it still was immensely satisfying because you, like, from the get-go of the movie was like, okay, this is the overarching plot, and then this is what's going to happen in this movie. And they never changed from that. And that was, like, it was perfect. It was really perfect the way that they did it. And I don't think Spider-Verse handled it the same way, and it was kind of disappointing. But I need to rewatch it.
I from what I remember from Spider-Verse and people saying that it was essentially, like, the first part was the lives of Gwen and Miles that get resolved. And then there's, like, a conflict that happens in the middle, which is Miguel. And that one doesn't get resolved. So, like, technically it's, like, one and a half.
But then movies. There's still the spot. There's everything with that. They built him up so much and then just kind of dropped him for 30 minutes.
Yeah, they built up, like, three plots and only touched one.
So that's not what Dead Reckoning is. Dead Reckoning is... There's one plot, but there's two checkpoints, and then we just have to hit each checkpoint. That's literally all the movie was. It was like, this is the boss right here, but before the boss, we have to get this thing. But that's the goal right now, is to get this thing. So they did it just so well. I don't want to spoil it, because I genuinely think that this movie is incredible, and you should not be spoiled going into it. And I think that watching all of them up into this one is worth it, because they really make Ethan Hunt feel like a menace in this movie. Ethan Hunt is the main; he's the James Bond of Mission Impossible. They and it's worthy. I think it's good. It's a fantastic movie. Opinions aside of Tom Cruise, my mom hates him. He has a middle tooth. It's weird.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Oh, one second. Can you say something that you're watching real quick? I'm answering a text.
Yeah, I'm watching I'm watching The Boys.
Woo! Holy shit! I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, I know. Remember I said I was going to blow your mind before the podcast? I'm on episode 5.
Holy... What?! You actually are going to blow my mind before this. Wow, holy shit!
I really like it.
Wow! It's great, right? It's so good.
Yes, it is. Genuinely do not care for anybody other than Homelander. That's the only thing.
Bro, no.
Genuinely do not care.
The show, just keep watching. Like, season two.
The Deep don't like. A-Train don't like. Popclaw don't like. The, like, Butcher don't like. Mother's Milk, I think, is funny.
You don't like Butcher? Why, bro?
I hate his accent. And he seems like the typical one. He says all the cliche lines. Is old. He's like, well, you won't put it our side, like, put away, like, our differences just for this one. Come on, we have a job to do. And I'm like, come on, say something interesting. Like, Homelander's over there, like, Homelander is sick. He's like God, but he's like a good guy, but he's not, because he hides everything. He's just so much better. And then, like, the Deep, I hate him.
Yeah, I don't
Well, obviously, because like the sexual assault scene.
Yeah,
but I just think he sucks. The girl Starlight, right? Starlight.
Yeah, I like her.
Yeah, she's all right. the other guy who's like fiance got killed. He's all right.
I don't remember his name. Jack Quaid is the actor.
He's all right. I like.
He gets better. Well, the reason why you're saying this about all the characters is because the show is not done yet. Just keep watching.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. So season two is like, okay, season one is incredible. I think it's like the second best season. It's like a 9 out of 10. Season two is like, it's like good, but it does some interesting stuff with the story that is interesting and like a
questionable.
Yeah, questionable. So I'd say it's like a 7.5, 8. Season three is a 10. Season three is insane. There's a character in season three that like gets introduced, and if the show was just like 30 seconds and it was just Soldier Boys just talking, I'd still be a 10. That character is insane.
Who else? But I got to the point in which, like, after the race between Shockwave and A-Train, mm-hmm. and he was using, is it Q? No.
V. Compound V.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, Compound V. And they were like trying to like get it. But seeing Translucent get blown up was kind of sick. And the guy kept looking at like keep your hands clean.
Yeah.
And he's like, like I was like, yeah, him.
No, dude, the boys is so good.
Yeah.
Ah, I gotta be
again, the only one I care for right now is Homelander.
Dude, that's okay. Just keep watching. The show gets better. Well, I mean, it keeps getting better.
Yes. If I give my numerical rating right now, Homelander, whenever he's on the screen, 9 out of 10.
That's
whenever
fair.
He's not, it's like a 6. It's fine.
Really? 6?
I feel like it's drastically less boring because right now the Deep is in it all the time and I don't like him at all.
Okay. That's fair, I guess. I don't like the deep scenes anyway, so.
Yeah, I think Homelander's, like, acting is so good.
Oh, my God, Anthony Starr. I just want to kiss him.
Yeah, and then, like there are just so many scenes that he Homelander knows he's a god. And he's, like, I get the, again, I don't really know anything. I don't know any spoilers or anything like that other than, like, it's going to be a bad guy, which pretty obvious. It looks like he's tricking them all the entire time just to build up all their trust just so then it's just him at the top and then he can take it all away instantly because he can, like, I love the scene of him on the plane whenever he's like, don't worry, I'll save you. He's like, all right, let's leave. Yeah,
it's so good, man.
Yeah, he's such an asshole. I love it. He's been able to save so many people and he's just turned them down because it was too much.
Yeah, he just was like, I don't want it, man. It's too much
effort. He's like, it's too much work. He's like, but then I have to fly back like 1,000 times.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And then he slides the plane crash. He doesn't try to lift it.
It is the most realistic look at what the world would be like if we had superpowers. Oh, yeah. Dude, I'm so excited for you to get the hero-gasm, man. Like, God. Oh, I know you don't know what that is, but you should be excited.
Oh, me and Lily are on season 2.
Lily's watching it!
No, season 2 of Demon Slayer.
Thank God.
We're on the best season of Demon Slayer. No, I would not let Lily watch that show.
Yeah, Lily should not. Watch it at all. No, dude. Yeah. Lily should not watch The Boys.
Yeah, I know. That's why I chose to watch it like alone.
Yeah,
so,
no.
So like her not being here much this week has kind of helped.
She should not get, watch The Boys.
Yeah, like Mondays, are like the days we record. So like I'm like more busy those days. So like tomorrow, I don't have a lot going on because, mm-hmm. We won't work. We won't record.
I'm working on Broly the entire day.
Okay, I'm not working. And, tomorrow I'm golfing, and then that's it. Like, that's I'm going to do some laundry, so I'm probably going to watch The Boys. Probably going to, I don't know, read. I'm going to try and, read some more Jujutsu Kaisen.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll probably start One Piece officially tomorrow is what I'm thinking at the moment. It depends on how my golf goes. If
that's
I golf
the fifth
really
time
bad,
I've done this on the podcast today.
If my golf goes really bad, there's a chance that I just watch The Boys and do laundry do stuff like that. Because I also have to get Kane's graduation presents tomorrow.
Skylar, it makes me so happy that you're starting The Boys. You were so right.
I'm almost done with the first season.
I know, right?
I know. I told you I was going to blow your mind.
If only you started Invincible as well, because that's starting up in November.
I'm going to finish The Boys first.
Yeah, go ahead. Do that, please.
Yeah, go ahead.
Please.
Yeah.
No, no, not in any sarcastic way. Genuinely, please finish it, because it's so fucking good.
Yeah, because if I do quotes, both of them, I'll get like too much of it confused together.
That's so fair. So, like, there's so many things that I just want to tell you. There's quotes I want to make with you. I just gotta wait. Why don't you gargle on my ball sack?
And then other than that, me and Lily are on season two, and we're at the part where spoilers for season two. But I feel like if you watch Demon Slayer, you've seen this by a lot, and if you haven't seen it yet, you're not going to. We're at the part where I think it's upper six.
I think it's upper six.
But you know the ones I'm talking about. It's the girl. Yeah. The girl just transformed. She just saw Tanjiro like snap for the first time. with the blood through his eyes and down his thing. I love that. And he did like that Hinokami Kamura, and then it was like you haven't been breathing. And then like she saw that, and that's where we ended.
Oh, but you're there.
Well, because she left. But So I'm so excited to get to that ending fight.
Oh my god. That fight
I know.
Is
I think that's the best fight in the show right now.
Oh, it is. Wait, really? Even in season three?
Season three, yeah.
I haven't seen it.
I think season two is the best season.
Okay, that's fair. I guess. Yeah. That's fair. I am excited regardless.
I'm more of a fan of Tengen
than
all the other Hashira so far.
That makes sense.
Rengoku's close.
I was going to say Rengoku.
The one in season three is like, fine. I guess that's what I'd say. He's fine. Yes.
The mist guy?
Yeah, he's fine.
That's fair.
He's kind of exactly how he looks. So
I don't really know much about him. So
this is my
picture for the news of One Piece.
That's awesome.
Thank you. I just thought that was necessary.
What else? Oh, been reading JJK. Been reading. Gonna start reading One Piece. Gonna catch up on Demon Slayer chapter, or not Demon Slayer. Well, maybe. maybe Demon Slayer, and then My Hero. Depending on catching up on that, I still want to start. I really want to go through Full Metal Alchemist again because me and Lily were talking about it.
I have to show G Full Metal Alchemist because she's never seen it.
Oh my god, you do! It's so good,
man. It's so
you need
good.
To finish Mob.
I do need to finish Mob. I was actually gonna bring that up. I watched another episode of it. So I'm like three episodes in on the final season of Mob. It's really good so far. Mob is great. I don't know why. Every time I sit down to do anything, I'm either like, I wanna play a video game or I wanna work on my next animation. So I don't ever like watch anything new. I just turn on something that I've seen already or I can just listen to because I wanna draw to it. So like I guess like sometimes I just have like 30 minutes before bed. I watch like maybe a Mob episode or something. I said earlier that I started watching The Rise of the TMNT, and I watch a little bit of that every now and then too. Yeah, but I should watch Mob.
Like even after that, Mob is still my favorite. It's still my like top anime all time.
That's fair.
As of right now, it still is. And then Full Metal Alchemist is still number two. I don't know if that will ever get out of the top five. It is so good.
One Piece. Can I get my
Chaya? If that doesn't enter my top five, I'm going to thrash your name for like the rest of time.
But, I mean, here's the thing, man. It's not for everyone. If you get 100 episodes in and you don't like it, drop it.
Yeah. That's still a big time commitment. But like,
I understand. But like, I don't know.
I don't really think you understand the story much
until like 250, but
I think like, I just need to buckle down and do it. I think I'm gonna like it.
I guarantee you'll like it. Luffy is right up your alley.
I forgot about Bleach again. I keep forgetting to watch
it. I watched it. I watched some of it. That was the thing. I actually forgot about that unless you brought it up. I watched the first three episodes. That's the reason why I haven't been watching Mob was because I started Bleach.
Thumbs up, thumbs down, thumbs up.
It's thumbs up. It's good. I like it.
Okay.
It's not as thumbs up as the last season so far because I haven't seen any of the crazy stuff.
Like the last part?
Yeah, but they haven't done anything crazy yet. I've seen like a fight with a character. I've seen a couple starts of a fight, but it's only just been the starts of the fight. So like, I haven't seen anything crazy yet, but I'm confident it will get there eventually.
Yeah.
I'm excited for it. I love that though. It's so good. Obviously I've been watching One Piece. Fucking so good, man.
I feel like there's something else I've been watching.
I rewatched Stampede. That movie's fine. That's the One Piece movie. It'll be okay. I mean, it is okay. You'll think it's okay. It was to celebrate like some anniversary of One Piece. So they were like, let's just like end game the fuck out of this. So that's what that movie is.
There was like a couple days ago where like Kyle and Kristen were up here, and Kristen brought like her dog, and we had the Mario movie on. So I watched the Mario movie again.
That's awesome. We like, love this.
The sixth time.
That movie is actually just so good, man.
It is. Puss in Boots is still better.
Oh,
that's it. I want to rewatch that.
We are soon with Corey.
Well, regardless.
Maybe I don't forget. Well, we're gonna do it, but I don't know if it's gonna be with Corey. We're gonna try our best. I've been playing Pokemon Arceus again because I want to finish that game.
Oh my God, I was playing Fortnite. Jujutsu Kaisen stuff comes out tomorrow.
I know that, but I don't feel like I'm doing anything in Fortnite because it's PvP. I don't feel like I'm gaining anything because
I just do it to talk. I don't play on my own.
That's fair. Then I'll join the party and just do something else. Actually, I probably won't. But
yeah,
yeah.
I don't even know. I'm definitely getting on to like look at it. That's because like I think no, it comes out tomorrow. Oh, okay. But so there's like one thing of like there's like an emote in the game where it's literally like a person being like lifted. So I had like enough in-game currency like saved up just from playing that I bought it, and I was like, okay, if I get Gojo, I can now say I am the honored one.
That's so cool.
And I can do the meme. So
tomorrow
I bought it for the meme. So I'm gonna see.
I was watching the. So I've had a crisis about the YouTube videos that I want to make. Skylar's heard a little bit of the crisis.
Yeah.
I've been freaking.
Oh yeah, Broly movies.
Yeah, I want to. I'm doing that now. I'm making. I showed it on the last episode, but if you weren't here last week, by the time this episode comes out, this animation will probably this part of the animation will be done. The entire animation might be done. This is one frame of it for anyone who cares.
It'll oh, look yes. Cooler. Zach is giving himself 2 weeks because as we left work today, I got an angry phone call from Zach saying, Skylar, they did it. They released a Zombies trailer. I should have stuck with Black Ops 4. I'm so mad at myself right now.
Well, the crazy thing is... I'm probably going to make a One Piece video after this.
Black Ops 4 is out the window. You're already late. It doesn't matter.
I have a bunch of work for that. It's not going to waste. It'll come out eventually.
Yes.
I just don't know when.
That's very funny.
I want zombies to happen soon. I really
What's
do.
Your next One Piece video?
It's going to be the next arc.
I might be in it.
Why?
I'm gonna grind.
Dude, man, if you get up to Alabasta and we can talk about it, that'd be cool. That'd be really interesting if you get up to Alabasta, but in 5 weeks.
How far is that?
Pretty far in, I'm not gonna lie.
Oh wow. How many chapters do you think? Like 200 at least?
No, maybe 150.
Oh. That's just 25 chapters.
Actually, I can check right now. Did you have anything else that you watched this week? I really enjoy. I actually finally finished Arceus. I it's really funny because I actually stopped playing it. The start of Alabasta, the Alabasta Saga is.
No, there's nothing else. But I also want to start Kakarot soon, so I'm debating on playing through that.
Kakarot's fantastic. I gotta finish.
And then I also want to continue playing through Hogwarts and Elden Ring.
I never bought.
Hogwarts is good, but it's like Elden Ring.
Okay, chapter 101 is the start of the Alabasta Saga, so get there, and then we can do it together or something like that. I don't know. You could probably get 100 in a week.
I have something for news, but I don't know if it's current or not, because I saw it today.
Okay,
but it's not really, like, news. It's more like an interview that was like a lot darker than I thought it was going to be.
Okay, go with it.
It was with Tom Holland opening about his sobriety.
Oh, yeah. No, that was sad, man. That happened a couple weeks ago. That was sad.
Yeah, that was sad. Like, I saw that. And the fact that he like was doing all those parts and we genuinely thought he had like the best life ever whenever he was struggling so much is actually kind of crazy.
It is.
But it's
quite sad.
That was the one thing. Like, I saw it like again today and I was like, man.
That's a big deal.
You never know. Yeah, it is. Cause like, I mean, obviously he has a lot of stress, but then he does it because he thinks he has to be social. He has to be the social.
It's different. Like, it's a different kind of issue than what we're used to, even though it's not like.
But I'm glad he figured it out and everything like that. But
as long as he's happy
like
now,
his like mindset for it was crazy. He's like, I had to make it to my birthday. He's like, now I'm at a year and a half, and I don't do it. He's like, I find alternatives.
Yeah,
better.
Good.
Good for him. Do you have any news? I don't know if you do.
I have a couple things in news. Not a lot of them. Well, actually, technically, I only have 4 screenshots, but one of the screenshots has a lot of news on it. Sony.
Did the One Piece thing come out yet? The One Piece live action? Forget.
No, August 31st. We did get it. Did we get another? No, that trailer came out last week. But we did get descriptions of each episode, and it has a lot more Kobe than I thought it was going to. But that's completely fine. I actually might make a video on that. I'm not gonna lie. If it's good, I'm gonna make a video.
Did you just put it in your One Piece video?
I did already.
I might even just like talk about it.
Yeah. Okay, never mind. So Sony moved around a bunch of their movie stuff, so it's not just like all of the Spider-Man adjacent things. It's going to be everything within their lineup. So Madam Web is now being released on February 14th, 2024. I'd say probably don't get excited for that because it's going to be like a Kraven, I guess. The Ghostbusters sequel, it comes out March 29th, 2024. What?
Did they have a cast for this? Is it like the female Ghostbusters?
No. So that's why I said that as a joke. So they had the first 3 Ghostbusters movies, and then they had the reboot, and then they had another Ghostbusters movie that takes place like a bunch of years after the original ones. So like they just kind of pretended like this one didn't exist. Yeah. So they're now making a sequel to a series called Ghostbusters Afterlife, which is a series of Ghostbusters that are kids that came around after the original guys. So that's what this sequel is towards, and that comes out March 29th, 2024. Something called Bad Boys 4. I think that might be the Will Smith movie. I don't know.
My dad likes those movies.
Yeah, well, tell him to get excited for June 14th, 2024.
I will.
Tell him that it's tentative because Sony changes up their lineup really often because this is the 4th time that Kraven has had a release date. Yeah. And we all know what happened with Morbius.
And Spider-Verse.
Yeah. I'll get to it. So then after that is Venom 3 at July 12th, 2024. A lot closer than I thought it was going to be, I'm not going to lie. And Kraven was pushed back almost an entire year at August 30th, 2024, which I don't even... If that movie was supposed to come out like in a couple months, why is that going to be like one of the last movies to come out on this list?
Nobody cares.
They're doing the Morbius with it. That's what they're doing. They're like, oh, people didn't like the trailer. We have to fix it. No, just release the trash. And it's not worth it to put more money into it because it's not going to get better.
It's going to flop.
Yeah, exactly. Harder. It's just going to get worse. So then Karate Kid is coming out December. A reboot of Karate Kid is coming out December 13th, 2024. And Spider-Verse has just had its date removed. We have no update on when it's coming out.
Yep.
So that's fun. Awesome. That's cool. We love to see that.
I don't understand how it's that bad.
So
Sony must be going through something crazy
right now. Sony's always been going through. I'm happy people are seeing it now. Sony's always been having. I finished all my ice. Damn it. I guess I've been going at that like a fiend. So I don't know what my feelings are towards this because I think of this as both a good thing and a bad thing, but. They're developing a Wonder Woman 3 with Gal Gadot. So the reason why that's a bad thing is because they're doing a DC reboot. So it's not a Wonder Woman 3. It's just the third Wonder Woman movie in the new DC universe. And the part that's like really bad about it is that it's going to be confusing. And the reason why he recast Henry Cavill and a bunch of other characters was because he didn't want it to be confusing, but then he's just keeping Gal Gadot as Wonder Woman. It just, I don't know. I don't know. I guess we have to see more details about it to really fully understand what's going on. It's kind of really hard to judge when there's not a single movie out in the universe. So, I don't know. So, we're getting another live-action remake with Tangled. And honestly, I really couldn't care less. Because the Sleeping Beauty movie looks terrible. And all of them look terrible. And I'm not going to see them. And also, One Piece is incredible animation right now.
Yeah.
That was a video only bit. I just showed a frame from the new episode and he looks really funny.
Isn't Batman 2 supposed to release at the end of this year?
I think that was pushed back.
I don't know.
Or not the end of 2023.
Was
Joker might be coming out at the beginning of next year. I'll let me look it up real quick.
Just because like those are like two. I'm really waiting on this.
Yeah. It's coming out. Sorry, it's coming out in about a year. So which October, Joker 2 is coming out in about a year.
Okay. And is there any update on Batman? Because I think Batman's further behind.
Yeah, probably. Those. Yeah, 2025, October 3rd, 2025. So a year from Joker.
That's fine. I can wait.
Yeah.
It's gonna be really good. It better be. But...
Well, I mean, here's the thing. Like, it's not. What happened so with this is he just he came in and he's doing the Christopher Nolan thing. He came in and was like, I have three scripts. I have three movies. That's all I want to do. And then they were like, yep, do it. That's great. I love that. We love that. It's fantastic. Yeah, so other than the Luffy thing, I kind of just have all of my news out for today, I think.
I have mine out as well.
You know, I'm... When we started the episode back-to-back, I was really worried that we weren't going to have enough to have 2 hours worth of content just of talking. But we did a really good job. We killed it, I think.
Did we get 2 hours? Or an hour?
So right now, we're at 52 minutes, but the last episode went over 8 minutes.
I mean, I can still talk a little bit about other stuff, but I'm not like news.
Tired.
I am too. I'm waking up at 7 a.m.
I know, man. So let's just go to bed. We got an hour.
You think I'm going to be able to go to bed after this?
We're going to try our
best. I'm not done yet.
We're going to try our best. All right.
Yeah.
I think I got all my quarrels out for this week, and I'm excited to continue doing this 2-episode-a-week kind of deal and just really ramping up the stuff on Media, because I enjoy making videos and stuff for everyone. So.
Oh, I have one last quarrel, actually.
One last
I would like to state for everyone that I'm not starting One Piece because of Zach or Corey. I'm strictly starting it because I think Gear 5 looks cool.
He's starting it because peer pressured him into it. Because every day for the last 2 years, I go into his room and I whisper, it is the goat. It is goated. That shit is fire. And Skylar has eventually succumbed to it.
Yes, and be on the lookout. The one day that we do Scooby-Doo, I will show up in a full Scooby-Doo outfit. It will be head-to-toe Scooby-Doo, and I will do a full 360 for the camera for everybody.
I plan on... we should do that, actually. I should have really... I have a pizza upstairs. I should have eaten pizza this entire podcast in honor of TMNT. We should really start representing whatever movie we do.
Yeah, we should.
I think that would be kind of fun.
What's the next one? Dudes?
Shrek.
Yeah, we're gonna have to skip a week or two.
That would be so good.
What do you want to do for that one?
I don't fucking know, man. Dibs on Donkey.
Oh, actually, a side thing. There's a line, and I think it's Post Malone's album. It's like, I call her Shrek because she got a donkey. And I think he's saying that, like, well, obviously that she has an ass.
Yeah, that's funny.
But I think it's so funny that I call her Shrek because she got a donkey.
That is funny. I'm excited to get this animation out because I think it's going to be better than my Luffy one. In hindsight, I don't really like my Luffy one. I think I could have done better on it. But for my second animation ever, I think it's pretty good.
Did you want to do, like the doubles, did you want to do Shrek 1 and then Shrek 2, or did you want to do Shrek 1 and then Broly?
That's actually, No, I actually don't want to review. I personally am going to be watching all four Broly movies and reviewing them in this video. Okay. So I would rather not review Broly on the podcast anytime soon.
That's fine.
Okay. I think we should do Shrek 1 and Shrek 2 together. And then I think we should do Shrek 3 by itself and then Shrek 4 by itself. Because I do think that Shrek 1 and Shrek 2 were very different movies, but I do think that they have very similar
impact. I mean, back-to-back recordings.
I know that. So that would mean that we do Shrek 1 and Shrek... So we would be watching three movies, if that's okay.
That's fine.
Okay, so it would be... Because I think it's really difficult to talk about Shrek 1 without talking about Shrek 2 and vice versa because of how good both of them are. So I think keeping them together and just kind of bouncing back and forth between them would be good for one podcast. And then Shrek 3 and 4 are just very interesting. So I think they would be good. They'd be like Kung Fu Panda 3, you know?
So the next one's 1 and 2 and then 3. And then the week after it would be 4 and then Puss in Boots
1. Yeah.
Sick.
Yes. So if we want to do the recording with Corey, then that means for next week we have to watch Shrek 1, Shrek 2, Shrek 3, and Puss in Boots The Last Wish.
That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah. We get some of them.
Yeah. That sounds like fun. And definitely not like too much Shrek.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of Shrek.
Yeah, it's going to be so much Shrek. All right.
I'm going to get Shrek'd.
Yeah, dude, I'm ready to get Shrek'd, man. All right, guys. We'll see you guys next week with Shrek the First and Shrek the Second. Goodbye.